Hi, welcome to Boys Do Cry Mental Health Conversations, where we have honest conversations about mental health.
Each week we talk about how we're feeling, how we're truly feeling, and try and make sense of what goes on in our minds.
No, we are not mental health professionals, and if you are struggling, please reach out for help.
The stories you hear should not be a substitute for professional help. They're here to supplement your journey.
My name is Ram Reyes.
And I'm Paulina Rodriguez Ruiz. Thanks for joining us. I'm just looking for reassurance. Only answer that the doctor gave me, get insurance. Getting older, world getting colder. All this weight on my shoulders, it's hard to stay sober.
Alright, what's up?
And we're back.
We're back, season three. Welcome back to the show.
We made it here.
I feel like next season's break will be definitely longer.
Yeah.
But we're back. We're here.
Also, this is a great social experiment, as like all our promos, we can just crash and burn, and this can be totally disappointing, guys, because we're filming this like 3 days before our intro.
Yeah.
Our season starts. Yeah.
Yeah.
With no plan, but it's okay, guys. Yeah. We got you the promos, didn't we?
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. It's Valentine's Day. It's Valentine's Day. What's up?
Yeah, we hope you're having a great day. I have a candle lit.
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, if you're listening to this on Valentine's Day, obviously you don't have anything else better to do. Just kidding.
Also, this is the first time we're recording like not in the same room.
And oh, yeah, weird, yeah.
So like, bear with us.
Yeah. So yeah. If you are following the podcast, last season, the season finale, we said that, you know, Paulina moved to Long Beach, and she did. She's here. She's in Long Beach. I'm in Fresno still. But we're still continuing the pod. Still a thing. We have the thing called the internet, which is, you know, it's like we're in the same room, except sometimes we lag and cut out because Paulina doesn't have good internet in Long Beach.
I really don't, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Long Beach has no good internet.
I'm looking at a picture of Ram on Facebook right now, and he's dressed as Kanye West, and he's drinking a smoothie, and that's my...
Yeah, that's what... That's the best we can do. I'm just looking at Paulina's, like, Facebook picture, profile picture. But...
Yeah,
so what I've been up to since...
Wait, how are you feeling, season? Ram?
How am I feeling right now? Well, I was just... I think I want to say I'm stressed, but now, since I'm, like, talking to you and doing the podcast, I don't feel the stress. I feel kind of zen right now. But I know after this, I'm like, fuck, I got so much shit to do. Because, you know, semester starting up. This is my last semester in Fresno State. And, you know, I need to graduate. I just need to do this one last thing. And it's so difficult because I just need, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
You've been in school for like 6 years, right?
Yeah, 6 years, man. It's a long time, but I mean, most of that was in city, but like I'm finishing at state like 1.5 years or maybe just a year, because I started spring.
Wow.
And I'm going to graduate this spring. So I had a lot of credits and I'm ready to go, but I'm starting to freak out because I don't know if I could. I don't know. It's weird because like I'm like freaking out, but also at the same time, I have this like weird confidence that I know I'll be okay, but like I just don't want to do the effort. I don't know if that makes sense. I think that's like burnt out
mentality
person.
Burnt Dude, you're out doing a lot,
gifted
actually.
Person mentality.
Like how you, I like Am how I? You include gifted I mean, in there.
Oh, I mean, it's like I see this on Twitter all the time, where it's, you know, all those people in elementary school and middle school who said that they were like, oh, these kids are smart. But now
they're depressed.
But after all that pressure has been put up on them. Yeah. Now most of them are like depressed and like don't know what they're doing. And like, I want to do an episode of that this season. Like I want to get somebody. I know a friend of mine who I know a lot of people, but like One of my friends on Facebook that, like, you know, posted a lot about that. Yeah. Yeah, all the smart kids are there. But yeah, I mean, I kind of want to just talk about how, like, smart kids back then, or who were considered smart kids in, like, high school, middle school, are now all depressed and stressed out because of all the pressure. Mm. But yeah, so I know I'll be fine. It's just getting all the work done that's hard. But when I get it, when I get to work, I know what to do. But you know, I don't know. We'll talk about it in a future episode. But how are you feeling?
I'm kind of nervous. This is weird.
You're nervous?
Yeah, it's different. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like, I was gonna say like a virgin. But I feel I like touched for the very first time, as Madonna once said. No, I feel like the first episode we did, this is kind of how I feel. Yeah. I don't do well with change, but you know, I'm trying it. I'm out here trying new things. I don't know. Today was, it was all over the place. My update on my life is that I went to a Reiki, is that how you say it? Reiki thing to like learn about it, because I'm open to trying new things. Mm-hmm. And it was very emotional, like on the inside. So I don't know where I'm at now. I had dinner, which is great.
Why was it emotional?
I felt like I just wanted to cry. That was the gist of it. But I don't know. Yeah, that's my update. How I feel today.
I mean, moving is hard. So
yeah,
I don't really like moving.
I mean, moving was kind of weird. Like the first few weeks here, it felt very surreal. Like I couldn't believe I was here again, which is crazy.
Mm.
But it's actually okay. Like, I listened to one of the past episodes, like how scared I was and like catastrophizing everything. And I'm like, dude, I kind of got it. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, the whole catastrophizing thing is like, it's hard. Like, I feel like I just have the mentality to catastrophize. It's just like, oh yeah, something's...
Like, yeah. When you just deal with like mental health, like you have that anxiety already. Like you have that fear. So
yeah.
big changes definitely bring that all up.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh yeah, we're talking about we have notes here. Was it like, I've been having depressive episodes lately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't been hit this hard like in a long time. Like a couple of weeks ago, like I just been sleeping a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I do that. It's just I think that's part of the pressure of like graduating and just I don't know, the workload, and just I hate it, and I have so much work to do. But I mean, I sleep like early.
Mm-hmm.
I get to sleep really early, like at 11, sometimes 10. Well, right now it's 10:30, but yeah, I get enough sleep. Like I go to sleep at 12 and I wake up at 8. I mean, my alarm's at 8, but I can never get up. Like I would turn off the alarm, then just sleep until 10 or 11.
Really?
And then I have class at 12. So I'm like, why the fuck did I, why did I sleep in?
Mm-hmm.
But like, I could feel the resistance, you know, like you could feel that resistance of like, I don't want to do anything. I want to stay in bed and just stay in bed. Mm-hmm. And that happened for like a couple weeks. And I just felt shitty after, even like when I get up, I just felt shitty. And I was like, oh, it's like a car in the back. But
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear the like background noise? Oh, I should have closed my window.
Yeah. Yeah, Long Beach is wild, guys.
You can hear the ambiance of the city and never sleeps. It like lulls me to sleep. In the morning I get to hear the birds and the traffic. It's great. Oh, what were you saying though?
What?
I
was saying having a depressive episode, but I think I got out of it, even though there's like I still been sleeping in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But like I like one day, because I just felt like moody and I was just like, fuck this. I mean, what did help was like I had like a regular workout schedule that I've been doing.
Dude, working out helps so much. I've been going to the gym like almost every other day, and I go to yoga and everything. I'm like, it feels so good.
Yeah, it does. So that's like the, I know it's hard, guys, like, you know, like getting started to just go to the gym or just doing something physical. But once you get that practice in, you kind of like, you kind of, I, in my mind, it's like, this is something that I can't, like, I cannot not do, you know, like I have to do this. If I could only do one thing today, I could, I just want to work out. And if I do that, then I'm good. Also, my I took a picture at dinner with my parents like tonight, and my uncle was like, "Oh, Ram gained weight again." And I'm like, "Oh yes, I oh yeah, I forgot to say that. Oh yeah, I forgot that. Ever since the podcast ended, or like the last season ended, I was on like Rexulti, right? Like I had this antipsychotic that I was taking, but I stopped, and I don't recommend this to anybody because I don't want anyone to follow because this is bad. Like what I did was bad. Like I just stopped taking it because it was making me feel numbed. It was making me gain weight. Maybe that was a depression going. I was just eating, but it made me gain weight. Like I gained like 30 pounds.
Oh shit! In like
6 months.
They should put that on the side effect.
You know.
But wait, I thought you were learning to love yourself.
Oh yeah, yeah. You were cutting out there for a little bit, but I did. Sorry. Yeah, I'm loving. Yeah, I think what I'm learning now that I'm okay if I gain weight, but now I'm like learning because I want to learn like healthy habits to kind of just do what's good for my body instead of like dieting. Because I was dieting, I was like doing keto and everything. And
were you doing keto?
Did you
see my tweet? It's not good.
I mean, it worked really well, but it wasn't sustainable. You know. Want sustainable change. Yeah.
I feel like I'm trying to change my mentality too, because I think when I was younger, I was very unhealthy on the way that I would like view weight too, because I like lost weight like dramatically, and I would just like run like 3 or 4 miles a day. Like it was no joke. I was on that fitness thing, but I'm changing it to like you like trying to be healthy, like thinking of that mind body spirit connection. It's like your body plays like a really important part in like how your mind feels, and like exercise is a huge thing. Like dude, I'm telling you, like going to yoga, like when I'm there, I realize how much I'm carrying in my body. Like I'll just be doing like some random yoga pose, and then I'll like traumatic things will come up, or things from like my childhood that I haven't even thought about, and I'm like, dude, that's all in my body. Like that's crazy. And I feel like when you do exercise and all that,
work it out.
You kind of like let that go of your body. Like we just store that shit and we don't even realize it.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like I feel good after I work out. Like after I lift, I was like, ooh, that feels good. Like I feel like, I don't know. It just makes my brain feel good. And I was like, yes. Especially lately, because I've been having feelings. And I hate.
That was the original title of our episode, Feels.
Feels. Because I was having feelings. Because after the depressive episodes, I was just having feelings, and I'm like, F this.
This is why it's on Valentine's Day, guys.
Yeah, because we were having feelings. And
also, it was a really good, it was a really easy way to promote this. Yeah, let's talk about your feelings, Rem. What are these feels that you had?
I don't know.
Do you still have them? Or are they just all mixed up and confused?
I think I'm letting them die a little bit. That's why I went back on Tinder. I mean, yeah, I'm back on Tinder, like the title says.
The boys are back on Tinder.
I needed to get on Tinder. Well, here's my plan. My plan was I go on Tinder because I have feelings for this person that I really don't want feelings towards, you know, like... I just like, this won't work. So, I mean, they're still there, but now I'm on Tinder to get disappointed. for my feelings to get crushed. So, you know, I don't know if it's working, but you know, I've been on a few dates, but
on Tinder.
It's like, whatever. I don't know. Yeah. It's just, maybe I'm distracting.
I mean,
what?
You're distracting
yourself. I just want to distract myself.
I don't know. My mentality right now is like, you know what, Paulina? Actually, you know what, Paulina? Like, I'm young. I should remember that I'm young. And, you know, just explore. just explore life, what life has to offer.
Yeah, exploration's good.
Yeah, I've never had like a hoe face. I don't know if this is TMI, but I've never had a hoe face.
So dude, I mean, neither. Me neither.
I don't know if I want one.
Well, although
I might want one.
I want to be a hoe too. That's why I'm working out. I'm like, go on dates, just, you know, cash. Nothing.
We're just trying to be hoes.
Nothing serious. All I'm trying to do is make out. I mean, I think I might have a date on Valentine's Day. So maybe as you're listening, I'm like macking right now.
You know what's really funny? Every time I go to a gay club, I make out with a guy and I just don't understand it.
Are they gay?
Like the last, no, I don't know. The last place you would think. Happens to me, man. Happens to me. they might be bi. I don't know. Who knows?
But yeah, but you know, dating just, I don't know, it just sucks. I think we should have an episode. We should have like someone who's dated a lot. Yeah, because I feel like dating does so much to your mental health, you know? Like, just like, not just like mental state. Like, if like a, like, you know, I see like a cute girl and then my brain just gets all fucked up. Like, my brain's just like, oh, this is a cute girl. You should say the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
Quickly. Or I don't know, just something in my brain just like, go stupid. I mean, just because it's heterosexual men, cis men are dumb. You know, we just get stupid.
I always like run away from love or relationships, honestly. Well, I don't know, in a bad way. I don't know how to explain it, but I always get afraid, like when someone like really likes me and they like make it clear and they're not like, I don't know, like it makes me so uncomfortable. I think it like really, for me personally, it really brings up my trust issues. And I didn't realize that like in the moment, I didn't put the connections together of like childhood shit and the fact that like I'm afraid right now. Mm. Also, I'm a Scorpio. Yeah, like that just adds up to, that just adds up to it. Yeah, it's all bad. It's just honestly like one of the things that I want to talk about was just connection. Because I really realized this past month, like, sorry, no, can you hear me?
You keep cutting.
Well, you can hear me on my, I can hear myself. But one of the things that I want to talk about was connection, because I realized, like, oh damn it, I'm saying like whatever, that like the trauma kind of just makes you like it severs. Is that the right word? Severs, like your connections to the world. Like for me, I realized like all that shit severed my connection, like to myself, to the people around me, and like my ability to trust. I just didn't realize that. So this past year and a half was just like rebuilding that with myself and like friends. So now I'm gonna try dating, but that shit's gonna bring up a whole other.
I mean, it's a good progression, right? I guess, you know. But I keep talking to my therapist about this. Because, like, yeah, because I kind of feel stupid for, like, wanting, like, a relationship. Because it's, like, did we talk about wholeness?
Probably at some point.
Or was that only, what was it during, like, just our talks? We're just talking about, like, you know, everybody's like, you have to be whole first.
I get what you mean.
Before you could become, you know, you got to be whole first before you go with another person. But I'm like, I it feels like I'm always never going to be whole, you know, like there's never going to be a point where I'm like, oh, I'm whole now and I could date. Like I am now a whole person and I'm ready to join with another whole person. But I'm like, I don't think anyone ever will become whole. Like that's never a point which you arrive at, you know, like we're just waiting for something that is never going to happen.
I think we're always in the process of,
because you're always going to be working on yourself.
Probably like the relationships we grew up, like family members or things we saw that it was toxic, or maybe like traditionally, you know, like the women bear everything and the men just kind of like work and they don't really talk about their shit and then they blow up and, you know, like sometimes it's domestic abuse or alcoholism. Like I think that's where that like mentality came from, like be whole. But I think what people mean is just like Well, I think we should take it as like, we're never going to be perfect. We're never going to like be completely healed, but just being accountable and aware of our shit so that we can have conversations with the other person. So like, it's not like you're putting all your shit on one person, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I have a therapist. I'm pretty much whole now. I'll put on my Tinder. Put on my Tinder. I have a therapist, so I'm good.
Yeah.
I am
No, good. Honestly, I always think back on our conversation with Josh or Quinn. Quinn, when he talked about love.
Oh, yeah,
And he said when, like, that one time he was in Hawaii with his girlfriend and, like, he broke down on her birthday and she was there for him. And I'm like, I feel like that's what, like, love in a relationship is. Like, you don't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
It's just finding someone that can be there for you and you, like, have that space for you. You know? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think looking back at my, like, one, like, my past relationship was the longest one, the year one. Like, I turned into a very different person. Like, you kind of, you know, find yourself. I don't know. I just turned into an asshole. Maybe I was just really, like, immature. And that's, like, 2 years ago. But I was just, like, an asshole. Like, not an asshole, but I just wasn't. Like, I changed. Like, I became the cold one. I became, like, the person, like. I don't know what I was doing. I was just saying really shitty things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I was like reflecting back on it, like, why did I do that? Like, why did I become this? Why did I become so cold? But I don't know. It's just once you're in a relationship, you kind of become like a new person.
Mm-hmm.
Like you find out things about yourself that you didn't know. Cause like I wasn't very open.
No.
Then my relationship.
I think we had a conversation about this in the car when we were driving from some.
Yeah.
When we were up north.
Oh yeah, that's San Jose. That's a future episode, guys. Next week. That's next week's episode with Gar. Yeah, we had a great drive. But I just became weird, like non-romantic. I don't know, non-feeling. Like I think that was the point of my life where I couldn't even say I love you to somebody. Like I had my friends. Now I say I love you to everybody. Like because I, you know, found that value in that, value in saying that. But like, I couldn't even say it in my relationships at that point.
Do you think it was because like? Ready. Do you think also just like it ready. Was like love was scary like when you were younger?
Yeah, like, I think I didn't
like hurt you, and so you closed up. Because there was so much love, you felt like there was so much like potential to be hurt.
No, that was exactly it. Like I like what she was giving me was like so much that I was like, what the, it felt uncomfortable. It felt like this shouldn't be a thing that's happening. Like I don't deserve this. So that's why, I mean, that's partly why I like broke it off. Cause I was like, ooh, this is too much. I can't handle this. I don't want to continue this because I'm not ready. So, but you know, we all do things that we regret, I guess.
Yeah.
But
I mean, honestly,
we live and we learn.
It's hard. I like for me, I find it like even till now, it's taken me a lot to work through it, but I don't like people giving me things. Like that makes me incredibly uncomfortable. Like when people just give me like things like because they love me or whatever. Or even when people pay for me, like that makes me cringe.
Dude,
I hate the feeling.
I have that same feeling.
Yeah, of owing somebody something. Like,
oh yeah, that's something. That, like, but they're giving it to you as a gift. You know that you don't owe them something, but now you're like kind of obligated to give them something back. You know,
it's not even that. I think for me, it deals with like childhood shit, like feeling like I owe something to somebody. You know?
Yeah.
That's where mine stems from.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't want, like whenever I get gifts, I'm like, that means I have to give something back, you know? Or like, I feel uncomfortable. I do know what that uncomfortability is. Or it's just,
and like,
people
paying for me is even the worst.
Maybe it's because, like,
it's dude, what? And I hate, like, when people pay for me, that's the worst. And I hate, like, if I have to go with, like, somebody's, like, parents. And they pay for my food, like that's like the worst thing for, like, I'm dying on the inside. Like, don't even know.
I love that shit.
I don't. I'm like, no, don't pay for me. And then I like will eat like an appetizer or some shit. And like on the inside, I'm dying.
I'm only dying when it's like something personal, like a personal gift to me, like something that they're doing specifically for me. And I'm like, ew, this is kind of weird. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like I'm not used to it. And I'm like, please don't do that. It's kind of like, please don't show me any.
Don't show me love and affection.
Like unprompted.
You got to tell me in advance.
You got to tell me in advance or I have to ask for it. Because if I don't, then I feel weird. It feels like you're tricking me. You know, I feel like I'm being tricked. Like, is this a trick?
You're like, is this love?
Is this real?
Does this person love me? Why are they doing this?
I'm not falling for it. And I don't want any of it. But I don't know. It's just, yeah, guys, Valentine's Day is rough. I hope y'all are having a good Valentine's Day right now.
Yeah. By the way, I was going to share this because this happened to me on Valentine's Day. I had a pretty rough Valentine's Day, guys.
Oh, yeah. Tell that story.
It was like 4 or 5 years ago. It was my freshman year. Like, that's actually what I'm dealing with right now. Like, I finally went to therapy last week.
Oh, nice.
It was my first session. Yeah. Like, I went in the first day of school, honestly, but I had to wait 2 more weeks. But on Valentine's Day, my freshman year, like, I got roofied, which is pretty traumatizing, I guess. It really was.
Nothing happened, though, right?
That I know of, nothing happened that I am aware of. Yeah, because there's just, like, a block of memory that I just remember, like, being at the party and then being at my dorm. But, yeah, I went, like, with – it was my second college party, and I went with a few friends. And I honestly think it was a party that was meant to be just, like, the frat and a sorority, like, when they just do those two. So we obviously looked, like, way out of place. And it turned out to be a lingerie party, too, to, like, make it worse.
A what?
Yeah, lingerie, so everybody was party. In lingerie. Yeah.
Were you in lingerie, too?
No, we weren't. We were fucking stupid. Oh. We didn't know what the fuck was going on. I think my friends, like, they took off their clothes and they were, like, in their bra and underwear. But I was like, what the fuck? No, I'm not doing that shit. But, yeah, we went to this frat. And I just remember, like, I was drinking. But I had been drinking since I was, like, 15. I was, like, hardcore, guys. I could take, like, 10 shots and I'd be good. So I was just drinking. I just remember being at the party. And then I don't remember anything. I remember being with this guy. And I think I, like, made out with him. That was the last thing I remembered. And then I kind of like heard like some noise and I was in the bath, like I was in my dorm bathroom. Like I kind of like came back and somebody was just like knocking like furiously. And it was because my roommate had called the paramedics because I was unresponsive. And I was just on the floor. Like I literally was covered in pee and urine. And it was disgusting. Like I literally had no like control of my faculties. And I guess one of my friends was trying to like climb over the door because I was like just passed out in the bathroom and the paramedics like put like those little sticky thingies to like monitor me and they said I was gonna be fine. Gonna take time to like get out.
I know you went to the hospital.
I didn't go to the hospital. I was in the dorms because they put those things and they were like, you're gonna be fine. It's just gonna like take time. So then I just like went to my dorm room and I was just on the floor of my dorm room, like crying, like throwing up in the floor. But like the thing that always sticks with me is like my roommate would always leave like every weekend. She never stayed because she lived in Anaheim. And that was the first time she ever stayed like ever in the dorm. And I honestly think if it wasn't for her, like I probably would have like choked on my own vomit. Like that was hardcore. Like, yeah, it was really bad, honestly. And I just remember crying in the bathroom floor and, like, blaming myself the whole time. I'm like, how could I have been so stupid? Like, why wasn't I more careful? Yeah. Like, you never think – I never thought something like that would happen to me. Like, who would drug me, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, after that, the next day, like, I had friends, certain friends in the dorms. And they were kind of worried about me. Like, they asked me what's going on. I had, like, had no energy for, like, a month. Like, I was, like, depleted completely. And I just remember I, like, kind of pushed away the people that, like, really cared about me and, like, were worried, like, about what had happened. Like, they would ask me because I just wasn't ready to, like, deal, like, confront that. Because I think that kind of was what jump-started, like, all the shit to finally, like, snowball, like, from childhood. But, yeah, I just really, I wasn't very good at handling my emotions. 18-year-old Paulina, because she just, like, partied more after that. But, yeah, that happened to me on Valentine's Day. So, this month, I feel like those emotions are coming back up.
Yeah.
And I had a dream about it, too. I had a dream I was at a frat last night. But yeah, that's my Valentine's Day story.
Well, y'all better stay safe out there, guys. Check your drinks.
Yeah, honestly. And like, look at red flags, because that day when we were at the party, like, one of the first conversations I had with like one of the frat guys, they were like, "Yeah, like they're saying we raped this girl, but like don't believe them, blah blah blah." And like, I was real naive. Yikes. Like, I was a little 18-year-old. This is her second frat party. She did not know how to read signs. Yeah. And that day too, like before I went to the party, like my mom just called me out of the blue, and she was just like, "Just be really careful. Like, just don't go out anywhere. Like, don't drink. Be careful." And I just remember that like random ass time like that she called me, and then that happened.
You ever feel like I don't know when to trust my intuition. Like, I feel like my intuition is so fucked up that I don't know when to follow it. Like, you don't know when it's not a good idea or not, you know? Like, because I feel like my anxiety and just that the mentality I have, just like my intuition just is fucked up. Like, I feel like I can't trust myself, you know? Like, I think going back to what you're saying about trusting, like, I don't know how about trusting other people when I can't even trust myself with decisions, you know?
That's hard. I think I didn't trust myself for a really long time. I think even coming back here to Long Beach was like a huge like trust exercise. It's still a really big trust exercise. Yeah. You kind of just have to do little things. Trust yourself with little things. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think honestly, the trust just comes back to reconnecting with yourself. Like, it really is just that. And knowing who you are so that you know how to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Do you ever just have that? Well, I feel like sometimes I have like glimmer of like this intuition where it's like, if I just do this now, I would just be better off in the future. But then I decide like, no, fuck that, dude. We're not going to do that. We're just not going to do that. We're just going to do the opposite thing. Sometimes the opposite thing is the easier thing to do. I could feel it in my...
If you really want to learn how to trust yourself and like build that connection, you have to be willing to step into really uncomfortable places. You have to be able to just...
But I don't know when those uncomfortable places are like unsafe, you know? It's like...
It's honestly just conditioning your mind, dude. I had extreme anxiety like when I went back to Fresno and everything felt really uncomfortable. It felt like I was going to die in every situation, but I had to like tell myself like, "Hey, Paulina, I know this feels like the end of the world, but we're going to do it. And if it sucks, but we're going to get through it." And it was just like doing that constantly. And you kind of learn, you teach that really, because the part that's scared is like your little child and your inner child acting out, you know? They're like, "Nah, this seems scary. I don't want to do this shit." You kind of have to talk to yourself and be like, "It's gonna be okay. You can trust me."
Dude, I'm just waiting for like my hypomanic episode to start. You know, I'm just...
Oh my god, Ram.
I want it. Like, please.
This is terrible advice.
I know it's very terrible advice, but like, hear me out a little bit. When I'm in like my hypomania, I have like...
Wait.
What?
Remember, we are not therapists. Don't say anything don't take anything we say seriously.
Yeah, please, this is not medical advice. This is just experience. Okay, I'm cool. Talking about, yeah, that was in the intro. I put the new intro in, so they know. But
oh, wow.
I don't know, like from a year ago, you know, like a year ago, that's when my hypomania started. And I remember my meds mm-hmm. would like start immediately working. And I was like, oh, mm-hmm. I didn't have a filter. I missed that thing. That's why I stopped my meds. Well, my antipsychotic, because it was blocking me, you know, like there was a part of myself that I couldn't access. I mean, I'm off them. I still can't access it, you know, like it feels like I'm talking about like the secret power. But let me tell you guys, like
secret power.
Hypomania is like it is kind of like a secret power. It's like kind of bad, though, because like I have no limit. Mm-hmm. Like the good thing is I have no anxiety. The bad thing is I have no anxiety. And I could just do whatever I want to. And that could lead to, you know, a higher crash. Because, like, I would be really irritable, too. So I would just be fucking angry. Like, I would just, I would just, like, scream or just have, like, outbursts against people. But I did get so much shit done. Like, I've never been on top of so much stuff when I was, like, hypomanic. Like, I got so much stuff done. It's amazing.
But are we measuring, like, should we measure happiness just by our productivity? I feel like that's not healthy.
I know it isn't, but I need it to succeed.
You can literally be the most successful. Yeah, but you can be the most successful person and do hella shit all the time and just be like dead on the inside.
Yeah, no, that's what I've been like. You know, actually, I had a conversation with my ex. She told me that. Let me give you some insight on how I like was an asshole in my ex relationship. I think this is just exposing myself, I guess, but she told me that, like, yeah, one time he told me that, like, you're not my priority, like being successful in, like, you know, my journalism, whatever the fuck I was doing, that's like my priority right now. I'm like, damn, that's kind of fucked up. Like, I told her that. I'm like, did I say that? Like, did I really say that? Like, because, like, now I'm like, that's not even my priority now. Like, that shit is not my priority at all.
Your priority is children.
No, it's not. My priority is getting I guess one day, but like my mental health in check and balancing.
Sure, having you know, children is your number one priority. Stop lying.
Maybe once I have like a stable career, like I want stability. Uh-huh. But like, you know, I feel like I got a taste of like that whole success, like chasing success. And like, I feel like I could do it. But like, there's a point where it gets so unhealthy that obviously I ignore my relationships and I ignore my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like really bad because like you kind of like look at other people and be like, oh, they're more successful than me. Like, how come I'm not successful? So I have to do this, all this and this and this, even though I'm already doing a lot. And I actually told this to, because somebody was like having trouble saying like, oh, they're like unproductive. And I'm like, and I told them like kind of like take a step back for people who are like super like doing a lot and still feel like shit for some reason. Something I like did recently that made me feel kind of a lot better was like I stepped back for a little bit and looked at all the things I did that day. And I'm like, this is still a lot. For you know, for all that I'm doing, just like look at what you're doing and like put value on it, like kind of like thank yourself or like appreciate yourself that you are doing all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's like one thing, you still did something that day, and that's like already impressive enough, you know. Like, we're like hard on ourselves,
mm-hmm.
even though like you're just achieving so much in like so little time. Or like even like in the time you've been given that you're achieving. So we shouldn't be so hard on ourselves, I guess.
Yeah.
I think that's the lesson.
I think taking the time to stop, like, and I was in Fresno, I felt like I was doing a lot at one point. I really was. Mm-hmm. Now that I look back on it, I was like, damn, I really was going like 200%. That's crazy. But at some point I realized like, I remember I was doing the newspaper and it was my first semester and I was doing a bunch of other stuff, but I left like I think I missed a family party or something because I had to do so many things and my family left to like Concord. And then when I was there, I think it was Easter too. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Easter. Mm. And I was there and I'm like, dude, your family, you're like missing out on like a day with your family. Like your homework could like all the shit you're doing, like it can stop. Like the news, stories, they're always gonna be there. Like it's never going to stop, but the moments in life that are really precious and they're going to matter, like you're going to miss them all if you're just constantly trying to like achieve or succeed. You know, if you're chasing this thing, this career, like it's important, but it's also important to step back and realize like your relationships and the things around you aren't always going to be there and you should appreciate them.
Yeah.
I'm
definitely starting to value like spending time with other people more than like, I don't know, being the best at whatever the fuck I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, it's not, I don't know, it's not worth it anymore. Like, I mean, I've always had that feeling because I was like, I know what I'm doing. Is it worth it? Because I'm like supposed to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, and see, there's that pressure to be successful from other people, from your parents or whatever. I don't even know where that pressure is. I think I impose it on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, I have to do this thing or else I'm a failure.
Yeah.
When in reality, that's not even what I want to do. Like, I don't want to be successful in this. I just want to be good enough at, you know, supporting myself at this point financially. That's the only thing I'm worried about. Like, I just want to support myself financially and spend it with the people that matter to me.
Damn. And
have fun doing it.
Look at that. I feel you though.
Yeah. I mean, that's why my plans after I graduate is I become a substitute teacher for money and do this podcast. Hopefully it's still going by then. So
yeah,
that's my plan.
Dude, honestly, like coming here, like, what is it? I've been here 2 months now. And at first I'm like, all right, I'm going to join all these things. I'm going to do the paper. I'm going to job. I'm going to do all this. And then I was like, you know what? You should chill and like give yourself time to figure things out. So that's what I'm doing. Like some days I'm like, I can go do all this homework at the library. But you know what? Maybe I want to go to the beach and just hang out and like do nothing and just appreciate the beach. And that's what I do. I'm giving myself these until March. I'm like, I don't need to find a job right now. I really don't. I can get one, but, or I can like explore and like figure out what I want to do and like build roots again and figure out who I am again in this space. So that's what I'm gonna do. Like that pressure definitely is there, but then I'm like, but I don't have to do it. I can just chill and figure it out for a while.
Yeah. I feel like that pressure, I already know it so well that like, I could edge on that pressure. So good. Like, I know when, I know the point of no return, the point where I cannot get it done. I know that point so well that I could, like, get to the very edge of it and, like, just kind of, like, just, like, get a C. C's get degrees. That's my goal. It's probably not good, but I'm like, yeah, that's all I want. I just want to graduate and be done. But.
Mm-hmm.
Hang in there, guys, people in college. And also, I guess, hang in there, guys, people who are working, I guess.
I went to talk to my counselor, and I'm graduating like this time next year. It's just crazy.
This year?
I'm graduating this time next year.
Oh, next year. Okay.
No, so, like, next year. But, like, it finally feels real, and I'm like, that's crazy, dude. I feel like I literally went on this whole journey of, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Just to get back to the beginning. It's crazy.
I mean, like, 6 years. Oh, okay, somebody said, like, I've been like in City College, I've been there for like, I don't know, fucking way too long, like 4 years. But I'm like, I'm glad I went through it, because like, I don't know, like if I went to a UC or some shit, I feel like I would be a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
My mental health would be a lot worse because there wasn't space to experiment or to fail. But I'm glad where I am, where I am now, I guess, looking back at it.
Like,
it's good. And, you know, we have this podcast. It's good. Everything's good. Everything's all right at the moment.
Did life just fucking make me go on this journey so I can make this podcast because of it is? This is a ridiculous reason.
Yeah, no, that's it. That's all.
To turn my life upside down.
Yeah, I think I saw, what was it, subliming.jpg, what posted like this thing, a quote, where it's like, there are no right or wrong choices. The universe just kind of like aligns with it. I don't know. Like it adapts to what your choices are, and it still goes on. You still fine. Also, I'm taking like a religion class, comparative religion. So prepare to have more religious texts put down your throat. I'm just kidding. We become a religion podcast. We're like, we're talking about Jesus today.
Today's
Jesus. But yeah, we'll talk about it. But yeah, we should wrap up. We're gonna wrap up the podcast.
I just want to tell people.
Yeah, what's
that? My advice, in case you've been listening and you saw how scared I was of doing, of like moving.
Yeah.
Like, just do it, man. Just do the things that scare you, honestly.
Okay. That's right. That advice, do what you're scared of.
Uh-huh.
It's scary because, like, well,
listen to your heart. Like, honestly, I'll tell you. Like, what do you want? Like, what do you truly want?
Dude, my heart is even stupid. If you're scared,
yeah, I mean, sometimes yours is, Ram. I don't, this doesn't apply to you. This applies to everybody else
but me.
Nah, dude. Honestly, though, like, the idea that you said that, like, the paths, like, I feel that I think my life at the end of it would be the same even if I stayed in Fresno or I moved. I don't think it would have changed.
Yeah.
I think scenarios would be different, but I think I would learn the same thing in each place.
True. Damn.
Yeah. So I think if you really follow like who you're supposed to be and the things that you love, like, you'll find your way regardless of which path you choose.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
That's what your therapist will say too. They'll be like, yeah dude. Honestly, I told my therapist my graduation worries, and he's like, yeah, you know, that's what I did. I became a sub for a couple of years, and then I decided I wanted to become a counselor, so I went back to school and became a counselor, or like a therapist.
Yeah,
I was like, oh wow, that's like really comforting that you did that path and it'll be okay. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, we're just here to tell you it's gonna be okay.
Honestly, even too, I think
when you're not
that,
okay.
Yeah, being young, like in your 20s, I think we have this idea of like what we're going to become, and we have these goals, like we're going to do this or we're going to do that because this is what I'm really passionate about. But I think when we're 30, life is just going to laugh, and we're just going to laugh and be like, I ain't doing any of that shit. That's how I feel about my life, because now, like, I'm really like, I want to go back into working like end of life care, like hospice, and doing that doesn't tie anything with journalism, but you know what, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I'm ready to be like super successful in like when I'm 40. I don't care. I'll be, as long as I'm successful at one point, slow and steady, I guess, you know, whatever the fuck it takes. But all right, that's gonna be it for this episode, I guess.
Also,
I'm getting sick, I think. Fuck.
I think so too. Also, if any of you guys are moving to like a place where you don't really know anybody, my advice is just find things that you like to do and then gravitate towards that. Like, join clubs or organizations or volunteer and find like your community again. And you're gonna feel lonely, but it's cool. Like, you kind of like learn not to mind it. That you kind of like, you like being alone. You like being with yourself.
Yeah.
That's how I feel right now. Yeah.
All right. We're going to say what the plan is for the season. So next week is going to be a recorded episode that we recorded like in January. So we have an alternating schedule of like, this is going to be a week, like next, the week after that is going to be one of these episodes where it's just me and Paulina. We're going to talk about what are the fuck.
Hopefully we get better at this.
What?
Hopefully we get better at the, like the live episodes.
I think this is great.
I feel weird. I just see like a little bar moving.
Oh yeah. This kind of take some getting used to. But this time we could actually like respond to any questions or like any topics you guys want us to talk about. So send us like an email at boysdocrypodcasts@gmail.com or put a voice message on Anchor.
DM
us on Instagram.
At boysdocrypod.
Mm-hmm. And just holler at us. We're just very bad at responding. Like I'm like talking to a bunch of people on emails right now to schedule episodes.
You are?
Well, just one. But I'm just very bad at scheduling, okay? I have a lot of things to do, but like I have this anxiety of like responding back, of like making a commitment. I don't know what it is. I'm trying to I'm scared of like, should we do this in this day? Like I'm gonna do it right after this. But we have a lot of guests planned. We have a lot of things planned this season. So tell us what you want us to talk about.
That's a joke. We really have no plans and we're just figuring it out as we go.
We'll figure it out as we go. This season's gonna be great. Season 3.
That's the truth.
Season 3, baby. Fuck. I hope I don't get sick. Because
if this was terrible,
what was terrible?
Joke's on you because we got you with the advertising.
What?
The episode.
Oh, yeah, please swipe right on Tinder if you see us. If you're in Fresno and you see me, swipe right and you could be a guest on the show.
If you're in Long Beach, don't swipe right because then you know too much personal information about me that I'm not willing to disclose yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Scorpio. And just because I share online to all these people does not mean we are at that level.
Yeah. Yeah. Please don't. I mean, I don't want, maybe I don't, I shouldn't say that because I was like, I want weird fans. I want weird fan interactions. I'm like, maybe I don't want that.
Yeah. Don't swipe. Don't tell me that you've listened to it.
Yeah.
We can be friends if you just don't tell me you listen to it.
Yeah, just don't.
To all my friends who listen to this, we're not friends anymore.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Just kidding.
I think I might play the... No, I'm still deciding if I should play the pre-recorded outros that we made in these episodes.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe you should just do it on the fly. See, guys,
we should do it on the like recorded episodes.
Yeah, we should do a recorded episodes on here. So I'm just gonna do the outro. See, guys, we're all figuring it out. This is all new, and if you don't like anything of this, you know where to email us or DM us. So I want to thank everyone who support us on Anchor. Thank you for supporting. And if you want to support the pod, you could go to bit.ly/supporttheboys with a Z. And you could, donate 99 cents. For as low as 99 cents, you could support this podcast. And we could keep doing it. Because, we want money. We're all.
Yeah, guys. I pay my therapy copay. Your girl's broke out here, She got to pay rent.
Yeah.
She got to pay for her groceries. She got to pay for her gas. She got to pay her light. She got to pay her water.
Yeah, I
got to
pay my rent. I got to.
I gotta pay the micheladas that I be buying, and then if I want to go to the bar, drinks are expensive, guys. They're real expensive out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So please support us. Or $10.
I gotta pay for the psychics I pay.
Okay. First of all, the psychics that I did last year, none of it came to fruition. I want a refund. I want a refund to all that shit.
You should come to the one in Long Beach, dude. She's crazy. She's like, she'll fuck your world up.
Dude, I need that. Honestly, I need anything to trick my brain into believing anything. We should do an episode about that not psychics, just like all this mystical shit that a lot of people are like not really into it, but
crystals.
I want to make an argument that's like, I think it's actually very helpful for me because I'm just fooling myself, dude.
Shout out to the girl on Instagram who made crystal wands and shaped them into dicks.
Yeah, I saw those.
Shout out.
Should put it in the should put it on the or on our Instagram story. But
I'll put it.
Yeah, guys. Instagram. Man, it feels good talking to feels good talking back to the people, to the boys.
To the
boys out there. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, we definitely, I can't live up to any expectations, so that's my FYI.
Yeah, for FYI, I mean, the only expectations you have is that we will make one every Thursday, or we will post one every Thursday.
Yeah, we try
it. But yeah, that's it. That's our promise to you.
Hopefully, because the way college be set up.
Huh?
The way college is set up.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, so stay golden. stay golden, guys, and we'll see you on the next episode. Is this my mission? Bye. That life's a blessing. I'm second guessing on what's the message. Yeah. Ever want to live so bad you want to die? Ever cried and cried until you can't cry? Like, why am I alive? What's the purpose to life? Ever wanna live so bad you wanna die? Ever cried and cried until you can't cry? Like, why am I alive? What's the purpose to life?